Megan Stanglin had her first child last year, a boy. Within 2 months, the 25-year-old mother had to be back at her job as a purchasing agent at a fish processing plant. Her son came to work, too.
It was intense. I mean, I was definitely grateful that my employer allowed me to. However, you are not quite as productive with a 3-month-old strapped to your chest.
It's not like she didn't try to find childcare. She was willing to shell out the going rate of about $700 to $1,000 a month.
Either they weren't taking children that young, they never returned my phone call and I couldn't contact anybody at the daycare provider, or the most frustrating situation was one daycare provider who said that they would have one space available as of August, but she already had over 40 applicants on file for that one position.
She since found a temporary arrangement for the summer.
My fiance's sister watches my son full-time. But I'm not sure how sustainable that's going to be as we enter the fall season, as she has 2 children of her own and works with the school district.
Childcare professionals say this isn't at all uncommon.
We call a lot of people who have family members that they've flown up to watch their children, people who haven't been able to find care who decide to stay home.
That's Colleen Brody, assistant director of Gold Creek Child Development Center. It's on the ground floor of the federal building in downtown Juneau. State Department of Labor data reports there are about 2,400 children, 6 and younger, in Juneau. Yet there are just 560 spaces at licensed child care centers, according to the Association for the Education of Young Children. Brody says it's gotten so bad that she gets calls from parents offered jobs in Juneau who then change their mind about relocating when they take a look at the child care options.
Like multiple families that we've called, that's an issue, that they have to leave, and by the time we offer them a spot, they've already left.
A group of child care advocates recently approached the Juneau Assembly to allocate sales tax revenue to help. The Assembly will likely ask voters in October to extend a 1% sales tax for another 5 years that would create a pool of about $47 million available for projects in the community. The working group is calling it Best Starts and is asking the city to earmark $14 million over 5 years to subsidize child care and preschool programs.
Right now, our infrastructure for our kids is broken.
Former city manager Kevin Ritchie recently made a pitch to the Assembly to fund the Best Starts initiative.
And economically, we can't say we have a great economic development effort unless we have affordable and available child care.
Basically, the proposal would expand preschool programs and subsidies for low-income families. It would also boost wages for child care providers who have a hard time keeping staff. And all this would build on programs already in place but thinly stretched.
What we're talking about doing is simply allowing child care centers that develop either from the private sector or the nonprofit sector to be successful financially. And the problem is right now, economically, there's a huge pent-up demand for good quality child care, but the people who demand it and want it can't really afford to pay for it, even fairly high-income families.
The subsidy would be structured as $3.3 million annually, and is competing with a wish list totaling $125 million that includes renovating the downtown swimming pool, a new performance arts center, and improved harbor facilities. Finance Committee Chairman Jesse Keel says the child care proposal has generated a lot of buzz.
There's been a lot of interest. We're getting a lot of email about it, and we're going to see where the group comes out here at our mid-July finance meeting.
In the meantime, working parents like Megan Stanglin say they're caught in a conundrum.
It's one thing if you can find a daycare that will take your child. It's another if you can afford to keep them in that daycare. And then you have the question of, does it make more sense for one parent to stay home because if their entire income is going towards daycare, that doesn't really pan out in the end.
An online petition on change.org urging the Juneau Assembly to support Best Starts has already gathered more than 600 signatures. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.